Well, greetings from just an hour and a half away in Katy.
我们住在这个 Katy 大概一个半小时的车程。
So glad that I can come and fellowship with you this morning.
很高兴我今天早晨可以来和你们一起敬拜。
So, does anyone familiar with the name of Bo Jackson?
有任何人知道这个名字 Bo Jackson吗?
Anybody? Yes. All right. A few of us, and I see our teens. A lot of our teens have. Are they in another?
Yeah.
Oh, they're
upstairs. Now.
Okay, they're upstairs. Okay.
All right. Yeah, well.
Okay. No problem. Well, Bo Jackson was regarded by some as the greatest athlete of all time.
这个波约翰逊呢，被有些人认为是有史以来最伟大的运动员。And
that was mainly because he was an all-star in professional baseball and football.
那可能是因为他在职业的橄榄球和职业的棒球里面都是全明星运动员。Now
I think Guff and I, we were in high school and college when Bo was attaining stardom.
我想在座的那个高飞牧师和我都知道在高中里面呢，我们是很崇拜这些运动员。So
Bo could hit these monstrous home runs. It looked like he could hit them out of the stadium sometimes.
所以这个波呢，有时候经常能打出来很强的全垒打，有时候好像看起来就不要不球打出这个场外了。And
then if he struck out, he would take the bat and just break it over his head or break it over his leg, like a toothpick.
如果他被三振出局的时候，有时候他气的，拿他的头啊或者膝盖啊顶这个球棒，把球棒打断，就像一根牙签那样。And
he would tell the runners, "Don't try to run on me," because he would catch that fly ball, and then he'd rocket it without a bounce to home plate.
他有时候给那跑垒的人说，就想都不要想，就说这个球呢，这飞过来球我会抓住，然后马上就扔回本垒。And
then in football, he would just barrel over linebackers and score a touchdown.
在这个打橄榄球的时候，他经常能够破防这个线防，然后直接去弄一个达阵。And
he ran a really fast 40, I think. Some think he ran the fastest 40 at the NFL tryouts, but he was very fast.
他跑得非常快，我想他在这个美国职业橄榄球联赛里面经常是跑得最快的。And
so athletes, they inspire us to greatness, not only in sports, but also in life.
所以这些运动员有时候可以激励我们去追求卓越，不仅是在
And maybe this morning you feel like you need something great to happen in your life. Maybe you're in pain, physical pain this morning.
有可能你今天早上在痛苦中，有可能是身体上的痛苦。
I experienced some really bad back pain about a month ago, so much so that I couldn't stand in church and preach a sermon a month ago.
大概一个月以前，我经历一些很严重的背痛，背痛到一个地步，我就没法站着，甚至没法在教会给这个讲道。And
maybe you're in pain with back pain or another body part pain, your shoulder or your knee or something, and you need a home run in your life.
Maybe 你也在经历身体的疼痛，或许是背疼啊，肩膀啊，膝盖，可能你也需要生活中有一个全垒打。Or
maybe you are in relational pain.
或许你是在人际关系中经历痛苦。Maybe
there's problems with your spouse or with your children, or your parent, and you need some pain relief.
或许这些人际关系的困难是与你的配偶或者与你子女父母，你也需要在这上面有一个解脱。
Maybe there's pain in your relationships at work, or perhaps even here in the church.
或许这些人际关系的痛苦是在你的职场里面，或许甚至在教会里面。
And so the athletes inspire us not only to accomplish some things that are great, but sometimes it's also just that steady, consistent discipline of life.
所以这些运动员呢，不仅激励我们生活中呢有一些卓越，也激励我们去生活中做一些就是稳健的、稳定的、一直的、持续的事情。
Maybe you just need a base hit or a first down today.
可能你只是需要一个稳健的安打，或者需要把这个橄榄球往前推进到第一场。
And the people in the book of Hebrews, they were also facing some pressure. They were facing painful situations.
所以希伯来书读这些希伯来书的人，当时他们也经历一些很大的痛苦。
They were being pressured to leave their faith in Jesus and return to a Judaism without him.
所以他们当时经历的这个压力呢，是让他们离开基督信仰，而转回他们以前的犹太信仰。
How did they face these challenges, these painful situations in their life, and how can we do that?
所以当他们面临这些挑战和痛苦的时候，他们怎么应对呢？今天我们又要怎么应对？
So let's take a look. We're not going to look at the Hall of Fame, but we're going to look at the beginning of the Hall of Faith.
那今天呢，我们可能不去看这个运动上的名人堂，然后我们再看看这个信仰的殿堂里面的事。
So let's look at chapter 11 of Hebrews.
让我们一起看希伯来书的第十一章。
And once again, the author in the first 10 chapters, he's been exalting the superiority of Jesus Christ.
所以在前这里面，在前十节，这个作者都在高举耶稣的这个卓越。
And because of Jesus' superiority, at the end of chapter 10,In verse 22, he says, let us draw near. He says, let us hold fast and let us encourage one another. Because of Jesus' superiority as God, as high priest, for his superior sacrifice.
So, because in this 22节, 这里面耶稣是如此的卓越。这个作者呢也让教导我们要靠近耶稣。
And then at the end of verse 38, he says, the righteous one will live by faith, and that we're not those who shrink back, but we're of faith and preserve our souls.
所以在第前面一章第十章后面三十八节里面作者也提到，他说一人必因信得生，他若退后，心里就不喜欢他。
And so in verse 1 of chapter 11, he says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
所以在第十一章的第一节，作者又说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So let's try to get a little bit of an understanding of what is faith.
让我们今天再去想一想，去重新理解信心是什么。
The word faith comes from the Greek word pistis. It's used 32 times in Hebrews, 24 times in chapter 11 alone.
所以信心这个词来自于希腊词pistis. 这个词在希伯来书一共出现了32次，仅在第十一章就出现了24次。
It's the verb form pisteuo is used over 100 times in John, the book of John, Most famously, we're familiar with John 3:16, right? Shun I, sure, Ren. What? So that all who believe in him won't perish, but have everlasting life.
所以这个词的动词形式呢，pistouei，是希腊词。这个动词在约翰福音里面曾经出现过超过100次，比如我们熟悉的那一个章节，神爱世人，让凡信靠他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Now, my theologian son Gabriel, I asked him, "How do you define faith?" And this is his answer: trusting in something to do. He's 17 years old today. Trusting in something to do what you want it to do.
我问我17岁的孩子，他怎么定义信心？他说是就是你相信某些事儿会按照你期望的那样发生。
And I think that's a good definition of faith. Now here's Pastor Wei's definition: trusting in someone or something for something.
我觉得儿子的定义还不错。下面是这个魏牧师他的定义，他说是相信某人或某事可以满足你的需求。
Now getting back to verse 1, faith, this is how the author of Hebrew describes faith. He says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
所以我们回到经文上，这是这个作者怎么定义信心。他说，信就是所望之事的实底。
Now that word, assurance, is also can be translated substance. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. The Greek word there is hupo or hypostasis. We see that in chapter 1, verse 3, where it says, he is the image of the invisible God and the exact representation of his hypostasis, or the exact representation of his nature, in Hebrews 1:3.
所以那个这里面的这个词实底也可以翻译成实质，它的希伯来文呢是这个它的希腊文呢是这个 hypostasis， 这个词也在希伯来书1:3里面用过，那里面说耶稣呢是看不见神的这个实际的反应。
Now, so it's the substance of things hoped for, and so we want to say that the key to faith is in the object or the substance or the contents of our faith.
那所以那个这里面的我们想说信呢，这里面的关键词呢是它的那个它的受体，它的对象和这个信心的内容。
So it doesn't really matter so much how intense, how much faith you have, but more so what is your faith in?
所以呢，你信心的强度并不是最重要的，最重要的是你到底是对什么有信心。
Our teenagers who just, there was some sixth graders, I believe, who went upstairs. And if I wanted to get a ride to College Station Chinese Bible Church this morning, it doesn't matter how much faith I have in those sixth graders who just went upstairs. Oh, I believe you can drive me to CSCBC.
所以我们那些六年级的那些学生们刚上到楼上，今天早晨呢，他们并不太重要。他们说啊，我相信你能早晨把我带到咱这个华人教会里来。
I mean, we can't have faith in faith. I believe. Come on, drive me to CSBC. I'm gonna get in the car. I believe. If I get in that car, I'm gonna crash and die.
我们可以对信心有信心，就是说今天早晨请把我带到这个教会啊，你肯定不会觉得一上这个车就会被撞车死亡。
Instead, even if I just have a little bit of faith, but it's in the right person or the right thing, like this dear brother here, sitting here this morning, I'm sure he's got a good license. And if I just, I don't know, but I need to get from Katy to CSCBC, but okay, I'll get in the car. Well, I'm going to arrive safe and sound.
和这不一样的 即便我的信心呢很小，但我信心的对象是对的，比如我对高飞牧师很有信心，他是信心的对象，他还是能，即便我的信心很小，他是能很安全的把我带到这个教会来。
And so the key to faith is the substance, the hypostasis, the object of our faith. It's got to be in the right object.
所以信心的关键呢，就是这个信心的实质和信心的对象。
The second description is that it's the conviction of things not seen.
所以第二，这个定义的第二部分是未见之事的确据。
And so here in Hebrews, the author is going to be emphasizing faith in those things which are unseen.
所以这里在希伯来书作者要强调的是那些对那些未见之事的信心。
Now just to be clear, it's fine to have faithin things that are seen. Thomas, what? Saw and believed. Blessed are those who do not see and yet still believe. And so the author in Hebrews is going to be emphasizing faith in those which are unseen.
对，让我澄清一下，就是有时候也是可以的，如果是信那些所以看见的，比如多马呢，就是因为看见才信。
And we don't know how many people in the book of Hebrews saw the risen Jesus, but whatever, however many there were, I don't think that many did. But the author is going to be emphasizing faith in the unseen.
所以这里面我们并不知道读希伯来书当时的受众有多少人亲眼看见过复活的耶稣，也可能不多。但这里的关键呢是，把那个关键是在。对没有看见的未见之事上的信心。
In verse 2, he goes on to say, For by it the people of old received their commendation.
所以他继续作者在第二节上就说，古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
And so another defining description of faith is that it was the means of approval.For people of the saints of the Old Testament.
所以这个对信心的定义的另外一个成分就是什么样的途径，通过什么样途径可以得神的称许，这个在旧约里面有很多的描述。
And it reminds us of Genesis 15:6, where it says Abraham, and in the Greek Old Testament it says Abraham pistuoed. Abraham believed God.And it was credited, it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
这就像圣经创世纪十五章六节里面说过，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算作他的义。
And so, this we were reckoned as righteousness. It could be in justification, in the process of sanctification, also in glorification.
所以我们知道这个信仰的过程可以是先是称义，然后是成圣，最后是得荣耀。
And this is a good place to bring out the theologian Charles Ryrie's definitions of righteousness and salvation, that the basis of salvation in every age is the death of Christ, the requirement of salvation in every age is faithThe object of faith in every age is God, but the content of that faith changes in the various ages or dispensations.
所以我想这是个好的时候去提一下神学家 Charles Ryrie 他怎么描述教会。他说这个救赎的基本呢，咱们任何时代救赎的基本呢都是耶稣的死。那么对救赎的要求呢，在任何时代都是信心，在任何一个时代呢，这个信心的对象都是神，但是信心的内容呢，在不同的时代，可以有变化。
And so people always ask, how were the people in the Old Testament saved? Well, they were looking forward, whereas after Christ, today we are responsible.For naming the name of Christ, Acts 4:12, there's salvation in no other name, for there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved.
所以在旧约时代呢，那时候的人，他们 都是向前看去展望耶稣。那今天呢，作为我们呢，我们呢就知道这个所有的救赎都是来自于耶稣，没有其他的名。
And then, in verse 3, it says that by faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible.
所以第三节里面作者又说到，我们因着信就知道这世界是借神的话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
And so the emphasis here is that faith is in, let's see, well, it's in the Word of God. It, our faith is also in the Word of God. It reminds us of Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
所以这里面呢，强调的是信心是立定在神的话上。这也提醒我们，就罗马书十章十七节说的。他说，信道是从听道来，听道是从神的话来。
And so, we want to have the people in the book of Hebrews, or the audience of the book of Hebrews, they believed in creation. They didn't believe in evolution.
所以在这个希伯来书当时的受众里面，他们肯定是不相信进化论的，他们相信的是创造。
And they believed in creation because of Genesis 1:1, the word of God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
他们相信这个创造是因为创世纪的第一章第一节就说了，在创始之前是神的话来创造了万有。
And again, once again, they didn't believe because of something that they could see, but because of the word of God,They believed in it out of what is seen was not made out of things that are visible.
所以他们这个信心不是说建立在他们眼睛看见的，而是建立在神的创造是他们不眼睛没看见，但是神的话呢就完成了这个创造。
And so we want to make sure our faith is in God and in His Word.To see him do powerful things in our lives.
所以我们也要确认我们的信心是在定在神身上，是相信他能做伟大的事情。
Because money is powerful, but money did not create the world.
因为虽然钱很有用，但钱没有创造世界。
And my iPhone is very powerful, but My iPhone did not create the world, so I can't give all my affections and time and hope in my iPhone.
所以我的手机很有用啊，但是呢，它没有创造这个世界，所以我不能把我的盼望，定在手机上。
And so star quarterbacks like C.J. Stroud of the Houston Texans, he's very powerful, but C.J. Stroud did not create the world.And so I can't give all my affections and adulation and worship to C.J. Stroud.
所以 C.J. Stroud 虽然是个非常有力的这个后锋位打橄榄球的，但我不能把我的信心盼望建立在他的身上。
And President Trump, former President Trump, and Vice President Kamala Harris, one of them will one day be very powerful.But I hate to break the news to you, neither Trump nor Harris created the world, so don't put all your hopes and dreams and passions into Trump or Harris.
所以前总统特朗普还有现在的副总统哈里斯两个人很快两个人之一将会拥有很大的权力，但我告诉你们他们两个都没有创造世界，所以都没有创造这个世界，所以你也不要把盼望完全建立在这两个身上。
And so as the audience read this, as they heard this, they said, yes, we are going to hang in there with Jesus. We're going to put our hope and faith in him. How about us today? Yes, we too, we want to see God do something in our lives, in our community. We too hope in Jesus and God's word.
所以呢，后面一些人可能想进来，可能后面弟兄去看一下。那个，所以这个希伯来书的读者呢， 他们呢会说，哦，我们也要和耶稣呢，我们也要把我们的信心建立在耶稣身上。那么今天呢，我们是不是也要一样如此行？
Dr. Bruce Fong was the dean of DTS Houston.
所以这个这个冯博士呢，Bruce 冯博士，他是那个达拉斯神学院的院长。
And two and a half years ago, he went home to be with the Lord.
两年半以前，他回了天家，和主在一起了。
But to the very end of his life, Dr. Bruce Fong continued to put all his hope in God, in Jesus, and His Word.
所以，直到他生命的最后时刻，这个冯博士呢，一直是把他的盼望呢，定在耶稣身上。
In fact, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Houston, Greg Motti, he said, "Yeah, when I was visiting Dr. Fong in his last days, he gave me a clinic in dying. He gave me a class." 他就是教我怎么死。
所以这是休斯顿的第一浸礼会教会的牧师 Great Marty。他说了，他在这个冯博士生命的最后的日子里去访问冯博士，冯博士教给他怎么死法。
And as he's half breathing in his video with his wife, he's saying, "I'm so looking forward to being with my Savior."
所以这个图片里面呢，这个冯博士你看到他只能呼吸的上面只有一半的呼吸气息能力了，但他说我是如此的期待能很快和我的主就在一起了。
Even though I'm sad to leave the ones that I love.
即便我可能会感觉到离开我的亲人会有一些悲伤。
And so, Dr. Fong, he hoped in Christ till his very last breath. Hoped in Christ, and the words of Christ let us do the same.
所以这个方博士他对耶稣的信心呢，一直持续到在世界上他最后一口气，让我们也效仿他。
Now, a few more verses in Hebrews 11. We're going to see two examples of faith. The first, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous. God, again, it's that word, he was approved as righteous. God approving him, commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks.
所以我们再看看希伯来书里面提的几个信心的例子。这里面提到十一章四节提到亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
Now what was Abel's faith action? His faith action is he offered.
所以这里面呢，亚伯他的信心的行为是什么呢？就是他的献祭。
And so, he gave his best to God, whereas Cain probably just gave his ordinary to God.
所以亚伯把他最好的东西作为祭物献给了神，而该隐呢，恐怕就献了一些比较普通的祭物。
And his action, his faith, is still a testimony to us today.
所以亚伯的信心，亚伯的行为，直到今天对我们还是一个见证。
In verse 5, it tells us that Enoch, by faith, and these are more passive verbs, he was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found. Again, passive, because God, and this is active, God took him. God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was approved as having pleased God.
所以第五节呢提到以挪，说以挪呢因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他。这些描述呢是偏被动的。下面就说因为神已经把他接去了，描述神的时候是用的主动的，因为他被接去以先已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
So this seems a little more passive, but Enoch basically believed in God, and he was translated, right? Little Bible trivia, who were the two people in the Bible who were translated? They didn't see death. Who were the two? One was Enoch. Who's the other one? Elijah, right?
So, 这里面呢，以诺呢，他是这个被与神同行，然后被提，他没有见死，没有经历死亡。一个小的圣经里面的一个小拷问，在圣经里面有两个人没有经历死被提了，一个是以诺，另外一个人是谁？是以利亚。
And so this seems a little bit on the passive side, but if you look back at Genesis 5, 22 to 24, it says that what? Enoch did what? He walked with God, and he was not. And so he was translated. He was taken up. And so we can see that the action of Enoch was that he walked with God.
所以这里面的希伯来书描述以诺有些被动的话, 被动的语法，但是如果你回到创世纪5章22、24节，那里面说的是更主动，说以诺与神同行，所以他被提。And
then we get a little excursus in verse 6 that without faith, we're going to see two more defining descriptions of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, as Enoch did. For whoever would draw near to God, number one, must believe that he exists or that he is. So you got to believe that God exists. And two, he rewards those who seek him.
所以这里面呢，在第六节，他提到，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人需要两件事，第一呢，他必须信有神，就是信神的存在，第二呢，而且相信神会赏赐那寻求他的人。
And so, so this is a biblical basis for rewards.
所以这是圣经里面的基础，讲到神的奖赏。
And as the audience read this, as they heard this, they said, yes, we will continue to hold on, to hold fast to Jesus, to see him do great things in our lives and in our community.
所以当时呢，希伯来书的读者或者听众看到这些了，他们就说：“哦，好的，我们会继续的，抓紧耶稣，紧跟耶稣去看他，去行大的事情。”And
so for us today, we also don't give up on Jesus. Keep holding on to him by walking with him, just as Enoch did.
所以对于今天的我们呢，我们同样不要放弃耶稣，而是要通过和耶稣同行，而紧跟耶稣，就像当年以诺做的是一样。Now,
two months ago, I met my cousin-in-law, Chris Chang.
所以两个月以前，我见到了我的表弟，但是对我太太那边的表弟，他叫Chris Chen.
And I hadn't seen Chris. Chris is a doctor as well. I hadn't seen him for 2 years since his brother, John, who's also a doctor, died trying to save people's lives in a Taiwanese church in California.
那个时候我见他的时候，已经有在那以前已经两年多没见他了。他那个时候他也有一阵子没见到他的一个表弟，是叫John Chen。这个John Chen当时是参加一个台湾人聚会的教会。So
a gunman had entered the Taiwanese church in the afternoon, and Dr. John, who also knew martial arts, charged the man. Tackled him, but he died in the process. But he saved all the lives of the 30 plus elderly who were there in that church that afternoon.
所以那个时候有一个枪手冲进了这个台湾的基督教会
然后这个时候这个将臣呢他呢就冲向这个枪手和枪手扭打，在扭打中呢他被他被打死了，但是他的行为呢拯救了那个教会的上百名会众，大多数都是老年人。
And the pastor, he was able to, with the help of some other church members, tie down the man until the authorities, the police could arrive.
所以那一天呢，最终这个教会的牧师还有其他的会众的帮忙一起呢，最终把这个枪手呢给按倒在地，然后等到等着这个警务人员的到来。
And I told Chris, the brother of John, we were celebrating my aunt's 90th birthday in Houston, and I told him, Chris, I'm still so inspired by your brother's act of love, by his act of faith. He still inspires me to today.
前一段我们在一起在休斯顿庆祝我们阿姨90多岁的生日，那时候我告诉这个 Chris 说，我还是非常的被你兄弟你哥哥这个 John 他的所作所为所感动和激励。
You see, John Chang's blood, just like Abel's, still speaks to us today.
所以就像亚伯的做的，所以将成他的血，直到今天也在向我们说话。
To walk by faith.
让我们要有依靠信心来行走。
And to trust and obey Jesus and His word. And you may be saying, Pastor Lim, I could never do that. I could never sacrifice, live a life of faith in Jesus and love my brother. Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. I could never do that, Pastor Lim.
所以我们是要行在信心中依靠耶稣。你可能会说林牧师，我做不到这样的。
Well,Can you start? Can I start just by listening to my wife? Can I love her by just listening and understanding my wife?
如果你做不到那些，那我们能不能就先从先去倾听我们的太太，倾听他们说话，从这儿开始。
And if the teens were in here,I would tell them, can you just spend 10 minutes talking with your parents?
如果我们的年轻人今天也在这儿，我会跟他们说，你们能不能花十几分钟先和你们的父母好好沟通一下。
And parents, when your children start to talk to you, can you not give them more hoops to jump through and criticize?Something that they've done, but if they're spending 10 minutes with you at the dinner table, we just tell our son, hey son, just spend 10 minutes with us here after dinner, you know. And when they start to share a little bit of what's going on in their life, can you just listen and not criticize and tell them one more thing that they have to do?
我们做父母的，如果你的这个年轻的孩子愿意跟你说话，比如说是在晚饭吃完晚饭后又花个十几分钟跟你说话，你们这个时候能不能做父母的不去批评孩子，不去告诉他们下一步要去做什么，而是专心的专注的去聆听他们十几分钟。
And so that's how we want to see God do things in our lives.
这就是我们怎么样能看到在我们的生活中神去来做事情。
And recently, because of my back, I participated in an activity in swimming called arthritis aquatics.
我最近因为背疼，我去参加了一个游泳的活动。这个在游泳里面，这个叫关节炎水疗法。
And I think I'm the youngest guy there with 50 other.Grandparents and all. I think I may have the least gray hair there, but it's great. We just get in the water and do our arthritis aquatics.
对，所以我觉得我去参加这个水疗项目呢，我是里面大概五十多个人里面最年轻的一个，其他人都是点老爷爷老奶奶，我比他们那个白发少一些，但是还很好去做这个运动。
Now I can only go once a week, but these guys, these are Hall of Famers because they're there several times a week, you know, doing their water aerobics and their arthritis aquatics.
所以我呢只能一周做一次，但这些年长的人呢可以，他们更那个更坚持，一周去三次在里面做各种动作。
But there's another group of elderly at our church who are Hall of Faithers.
也有另外一组人在我们教会里面，一组年长的人，他们也很虔诚。
And one of them is our deacon of elderly ministries, Brother Shah.
有一个人是教会的执事，也是长老中间的一员，叫夏兄弟，夏弟兄。
夏弟兄 ，and 夏弟兄 ，whenever I have someone an elderly who doesn't know the Lord, I call on 夏弟兄。And he will say, yeah, I'll meet him, I'll talk to him, I'll share the gospel with them, we'll love on them, we'll invite him into our community.
所以在来我们教会的年长的人士里面，如果有谁还不认识主，我就会打电话给夏弟兄，夏弟兄就会说，啊，当然了，我很愿意帮忙，然后他就会给这个没信主的人呢，去讲传福音。
And he's wearing the baseball cap here, but he loved on...an elderly who had just lost his wife, and this elderly man, before he went back to China, trusted in Jesus and was baptized in our church last year.
所以夏弟兄总是戴着他的棒球帽。那这个时候，我们教会里面有一个年长的人，他最近呢，他太太刚去世。在这个时候，在他即将要回中国以前，这个夏弟兄啊，给他传福音，然后这个。这个年长的人呢，他就信了主，也受洗了，然后才回国。
Now, I really appreciate people like Brother Shah because they could be spending all their time going on cruises, playing golf, spoiling their grandchildren, which is anyone is fine to do all of those.But that's not the whole focus of his life.
所以我真心的欣赏夏弟兄这样的人，因为像他这样的人呢，他在这个年纪，他可能去全球坐游轮呢，或者打高尔夫球啊，或者去宠爱他们的孙子孙女们，那样做也没错。但是呢，他们还是在生活的重心还是在神上。
He's walking by faith and.Reaching out to others, and may we also be people of faith in Jesus Christ and His words.
所以这个夏弟兄他总是行走在信心里面，也经常呢去触及别人帮然后希望我们也是这样，在我们生活中也这样做。
Let us pray together.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your.Superior Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray that we might put our full hope in Him and in His words to the very end, and that we would walk with you. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.